think you've seen from him? What has he brought?
I think he's brought, you know, his energy. You know, I love his energy before games and during the games. I think, you know, he's going to be a competitor no matter how. I mean, no matter the situation, I think this last game is definitely going to help him as far as making sure he stays confident going into the offseason, and it only can build from here. I think his confidence has definitely boosted as far as, you know, learning the game speed, learning, you know, how, like, just reading a lot of different things, learning what the coach is looking for. I think it's been a great learning experience for him this year.
How tough is it to not know what quarterback to prepare for?
I mean, it's not really tough because Dallas is going to do what they do. It don't matter who's in there. They're going to run the ball, and they're going to, you know, they're going to try to, you know, run behind their line and try to get this game over with as quick as they can. So I think it's going to be a lot of running. It's going to be physical. You just got to go out there and play.
Given that, how much would you guys like to, I mean, it's kind of a dumb question, but, like, to finish off the season with a win? The game doesn't mean anything for them, but it probably means a lot to you guys.
Yeah, it means a lot because it's going into the offseason, going into it with a good taste in our mouth, you know, building off this last game. And, you know, we just want to make sure that we, you know, just show what we're going to do next year.
I think of the year Vinny Curry's had this year. You know, he kind of was given the contract in the offseason and then, you know, only 1.5 sacks. His production's been down a little bit. But what do you think of the year he's had?
No, I think, you know, we all want to, you know, do real good. But I think he did, you know, exactly what the coaches wanted him to do. You know, yes, the sacks were down, but at the same time, I know how they come, and they come in bunches. I mean, if I look at it, you know, for me, I got 5.5. You know, that's less than what I had last year. You know, it's just you want to always get better each year, and I get it for him. You know, it's tough coming off. You know, you just got a contract, and it's a lot of pressure. I've been there before, but you can't worry about that. You got to keep working, and, you know, they end up opening up. I mean, who knows? He can get 3 or 4 sacks this last game, and, you know, it could be okay. It could be a lot better for him. So I think just don't worry about it. You learned a lot during this season. And, you know, just make sure that next year you do what you got to do during the off season, and make sure that, you know, you just keep getting better.
Any consolation that there's a good chance of 3 out of 4 teams in the NFC East are going to be in the playoffs?
I mean, man, it's crazy. You know, I was hoping we would be a part of that, but at the same time, you know, I understand. But we can definitely end the season right, and, you know, I know we only a couple pieces away from being that team we want to be, and we just got to make sure next year we don't have self-inflicting wounds that we did this year. And I think it starts with this last game.
Brendan, last year going into the season finale, you just fired Chip. It was kind of a weird feeling around here. What's the difference kind of in terms of attitude?
Difference is, you know, it's no quitting us. I think that everybody's, you know, behind Doug and his plan, and, you know, behind the defensive side and offensive side of the ball. We love our plans. We just got to make sure we go out and enforce it. And I think this last game, we're going to go out there and try to, you know, do what we've supposed to been doing, you know, all year, and continue. We just got to make sure we stay consistent. And that's, you know, just knowing the game plan and making sure that we carry it out and not make no mistakes. So I think the difference is everybody's just not quitting on each other, and everybody's hopeful to what coach is going to bring for us next year.